The philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior. Yes, finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Or everywhere is war. Say war.
To Tall Cat Psychic 101 on Station 1. You were also just listening to We Don't Need No More Trouble. That's coming to you from the outfit called Playing for Change. I recommend you look it up. Yep, it's the Tall Cat back again every second and fourth Monday. I aspire to inspire you. I am Karen Tall Cat Conley, third generation psychic medium with a full-time practice near Santa Fe, New Mexico, also known as Tamalewood, or the city different. Where else could you find Zoe, the time-traveling transvestite, or the world's largest marionette named Zozobra, alongside world-renowned artists and movie stars? Do I live in a great place or what? Now, you regular listeners know probably that this is the final wrap-up show of Psychic 101. You know, while hosting this show has been absolutely wonderful and creative experience for us, we are now turning our energies to Santa Fe area venues, combining teaching events with readings and radio guest appearances. But I'll always be offering personal readings or in-person readings on the phone. You name it, I'm available. And you can find me for that, or to book a reading, just call assistant at 813-928-3105. You can always find Mr. Tall Cat and I at www.KarenTallCat Conley.com. That's KarenTallCatConley.com. There'll soon be, if you look at the website, you'll find a little spot right there on the front page to sign up for newsletters and upcoming events as well. So also keep an eye out, guys, for the Tall Cat's going really high-tech, baby. Watch out for some upcoming podcasts, webinars, teleconferences, and guess what? Tall Cat on YouTube. Yeah, baby, we're taping on Friday. Speaking of guest appearances, once again, I have made a perfect segue. I'll be sitting in the guest spot instead of the hosting chair in October, early October, on Transitions Radio Magazine Network. TRM, Transitions Radio Magazine, has hosted guests such as David Icke, Greg Braden, Amit Goswami, and Byron Katie, just to name a few, like really famous people. Transradio.com broadcasts on Sunday mornings, and I recommend the Sunday a.m. ritual of homemade breakfast with Elizabeth, Rose, Alan, and Levi. These hosts of TRM make a good company. That's Sunday mornings, 8 to 11 a.m. on 98.1 FM KBAC Radio Free Santa Fe. Shameless plug. Also, I'll be appearing at Body in Santa Fe October 24th. Just check the website bodyofsantafe.com on the events section, and you'll see what's going on there in this the wonderful location of Body, which combines yoga, teaching, reading, healings, massage, you name it, cafe. It's got it going on, baby. Now, if you've been here before, you know already that the Psychic 101 format is a combination of teaching and live sample readings. But for those of you that may not have joined us before, I'm just going to explain it just briefly how this works. Tonight I'll be talking, and while the phone lines are open for comments, questions, or readings at the same time. You know, like I said before to you guys are always the best part of the show to me. I love interacting with you listeners. So don't hesitate to put your fingers to the phone and call in, and I hear a beep, which tells me I have a caller already. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Nathaniel.
Where are you calling from?
California,
Nathaniel. What can I do for you?
I didn't know if you wanted a question, like maybe like am I moving or getting a job or just something in general?
Okay. Let me just take a look at your energetic field and see what I can come up with. That's usually what I do best. I don't use any tarot cards and I don't use any psychometry. I just sort of dive into your energy field and go with what I pick up there. And what I see about you, I don't know if this will make you happy or not, but I have a real big vibe about you relocating out of California. Have you been living in California quite a while?
Forever.
That's what I thought. And what I see with the energy and you in California is it really amounts to put it just real straight and simple, it's kind of like stagnation. Or you've been there, done that, and you've come full circle as far as living there. Now, you know, where we live isn't a life and death decision on our part, but sometimes in certain points in our lives, when we're entering a new chapter or we're at a crossroads, it does involve a geographic relocation. And what I see going on with you is a real spiritual push or suggestion or somebody in the spirit world trying to get your attention to consider living elsewhere. Now, are you retired, Nathaniel?
Somewhat, but not really. I'm just not working right now. I'm remodeling my house, and that's where my money's at. So,
I understand. And are you remodeling for the purpose of selling it?
I am.
Okay. Now you take this for what it's worth, and you run it past your own inner knowing, because all of us have an inner voice. But this is what I pick up for you. I'm really glad you called. What I see, the idea of you moving to a new location is important enough that I would suggest that you consider something like either renting out the house or doing something really creative or unusual to help this move happen, as well as focusing when you meditate, and I do hope you're meditating, but focus in your thought processes on being able to move forward from this location. Are you recently divorced?
You know, I just had a good friend I was in the ticket business kind of with, but I quit that life, and, you know, I gave him a lot of thousands of dollars to invest in tickets, and when the real estate was so high, he wanted like a mess, like $10,000 in commission to be able to, you know, do it, and he wasn't really thinking, you know, he just wanted to get in on it somehow, and wasn't very fair, you know, but I kind of missed selling my home at the proper time. I don't know if that was, or at the lot higher price time.
Yes.
So I don't know.
You know, there is something going on a planetary level. I mean, it's beyond just an economic upswing or downturn. There is one system is dying and a new system is being born. And people, what's happening in general, what I see with people, is that they're pulling inward. You know, they're getting real conservative. They're getting real careful. They're getting almost, I would say, bordering on self-absorbed almost because they're scared. And this time on the planet, what's happening with us is, I tell you, Nathaniel, we're moving back to the 60s. This is an evolutionary time period. And when evolution is really hitting its stride like it is right now, despite the way the economy looks and the fact that things look risky, this is a perfect time to take a chance and to move forward because we're in the midst of change. So what I see for you is definitely keep, you know, go ahead and finish up the remodeling on your house, but what I would suggest that you do to help yourself with this is go ahead and explore a little bit and look around as far as living somewhere else. Go visit that place and see how the vibration feels to you there. Are you in partnership at this time? Do you have a relationship?
Not really. I don't know. I'm a little leery of partnerships, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, you're overdue for that.
Okay.
You're overdue for a relationship, and I do see that on the horizon for you. And it looks to me like this synchronistic opportunity for a relationship, which doesn't have to take any type of certain form, doesn't have to happen fast, doesn't have to be a deep commitment, just a relationship potential for you within 6 months. I also have the feeling that you have the ability to dream up or create something. It might be in the area of technology, but it looks like something that you are going to be able to put together almost like an invention that is going to bring you some money. And this invention or this idea, this concept, has to do with what's going on right now on the planet. It might be something along the lines of green technology, might have to do with computers, but it's something that's going to come along in your head. It's not that anybody's going to come and ask you to invest in it. It's something that you're going to come up with and meet another person in 2010 that is going to be interested in this as well, and the two of you are going to put your heads together and make some money.
I'm going to have some million-dollar invention.
I don't know if it'll be a million, but it's going to be significant. Try not to put an expectation on it. Just sort of be open to this possibility. There's a lot of creativity for you right now because change, here's the thing. And when is at your back, Nathaniel. So when you're thinking about making changes, start doing something to investigate it or make a commitment toward accepting change in your life because the universe wants to help you move forward out of California into a relationship and into some kind of an idea that is a moneymaker.
Hey, well, that's great. I like that.
Well, the reason that's coming forward is because you are in sort of a stagnant energy. And when we're in a lethargic sort of stagnant thing and we've been doing the same thing for a while, if we're not careful, we can miss opportunity when it comes by because it might be subtle. So that's why this step is coming forward for you really, really clearly so that you'll be aware and you can grab onto it and not miss it and not be too conservative.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Well,
now,
thank you very much.
Do you have an ex-wife?
No, I never really got married, but I knew a buddy that we were kind of close. We weren't really close sexually, but we seemed to,
connect.
I seemed to talk to him quite a bit. I used to call him.
Good. Now, have you got any idea where you'd like to be if you weren't in California?
Well, other psychics have told me that I might move by the ocean, but I don't know if they were saying that it's going to be like out of California or not, but it could be.
Well, I know that you like the water.
Be on the East Coast by the ocean, so, you know, most people, I think, live within 25 miles of the ocean or something.
Absolutely. Well, what I see for you really looks more like it doesn't look like ocean to me. It looks more like mountainous.
Okay, somebody saw all yucca plants.
Well, this looks like it's a high elevation, a high altitude, and I see you going there in the like a trip first, and then considering living there. Keep your mind open is the biggest message for you, Nathaniel. Keep your mind open and be ready to try new things because that's the place you're in.
Hey, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, what was I saying? Oh, yes. How my format is so amazing is since it's a combination of teaching and sample readings. And speaking of sample readings, I have a caller right now. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Michelle. Sorry for interrupting.
Hi, Michelle. I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California, too.
Oh, California's active tonight.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, Michelle?
I'm sorry?
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm going through that huge transition that you're talking about, like out with the old and definitely in with the new.
Oh, baby, it's happening everywhere. It is individually related, of course, but, you know, the macrocosm of the planetary changes is reflected in the microcosm of individual lives very much so right now. And, you know, since change is upon us, a lot of us are digging our feet in, and we don't want to take any chances because we're hearing so much stuff on the news and social conditioning is telling us, you know, all of this stuff about be conservative, be careful, don't spend any extra money, don't sell your house. And, you know, the opposite is true. Within common sense and within reason, this is the perfect time for new ideas to bloom, new technologies to be born, for people to come up with fantastic new ideas and do things they've never done before. Now,
yeah.
You're living in California, and is your house on the market right now?
No, I don't own a home.
You don't own a home. Good. That means you're free.
Oh, yes. And I also feel like I know exactly what you're saying, how there's a lot of people that are kind of going into fear, but I actually feel the opposite. I'm one of the people that's like, oh, my God, what great things are about to happen, even though chaotically it seems a lot of things in my life are just falling apart, but I'm very excited.
I'm so happy you feel that way because when chaos is occurring, it's just like Nathaniel talked about remodeling his house. Everything is a disaster zone during the remodel because that's the chaos part. But what's going on, actually, is that's the only way you can rebuild something new, is to tear down the old. So you're so keyed into the vibration of many other people that are tuning in on a spiritual level. And these people, like you, are knowing that this time in the world is ripe with opportunity for those of us that are willing to live a little and be a bit of a free spirit, which you, my friend, really are quite naturally a free spirit. You are, I would describe you as an adventurer.
Yeah, I've become one all of a sudden.
You are not,
always was.
You're not afraid to do something on the spur of the moment, and you're not afraid to take a loss, and then, because you know you can build it back up and go from there. What we all need to know right now, and this is a great, I'm glad you called because this is important. We all need to know that if we do lose something and we take a chance in these times, so what? We can create more. Right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Now, what I see happening with you, Michelle, is you travel so light right now at this time in your life that you should put yourself together and just take off and go somewhere and start all over someplace new. Do you have somewhere in mind
again?
You want to... Do you have a place in mind you'd like to relocate to?
Well, I already did 2 weeks ago. I moved from inner California to lower California. So I don't know if I'm supposed to move again, but I've already done one big move.
Well, I do see the possibility of one more relocation for you, and when you, after you, you know, when you make that move, I think that's going to be a pretty, you know, as permanent as any move can be. But I think that you did a perfect thing by just, you know, relocating and not getting committed with a mortgage and all of that stuff, because you're not through with your chaos quite yet.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be, in the midst of this chaos, oh joy, oh bliss, lots of synchronistic opportunities passing your way.
Very interesting. I've been experiencing that already.
And I do see that, you're so open and you're so willing and you're receptive. So these things are going to be very noticeable to you because you're tuned into it and you expect it. You know, Sonia Choquette says, with guidance, we should be willing to be open and receive the communication we've asked for, and you are. I see a female coming into your pathway. She may already be there, but if not, she's coming along pretty soon. Such a new friend. And the two of you are going to be able to cook up some ideas that are going to involve making money as well as some type of humanitarian influence, which is very cool, and it has to do with women's issues.
Got you. Go ahead.
You still there?
Yes.
We're having I don't know if it's on your end, but I'm having a little bit of a little glitch there in the sound. But you are in such a primo position, my friend, to just create the life of your dreams. And you have achieved a level of freedom and trust in the spirit world, knowing that whatever you do, you'll be okay. No matter what, I'll be okay. It's kind of like your attitude. People could take a lesson from you in that.
I do have that feeling. I do have a question, though, because I have been actually interviewing for work. I'm not stressed out over it, but I just wanted to know if any of these things will actually pan out.
Have you had, like, 3 interviews recently?
Yes, exactly. 3.
There's one in that group of interviews that looks very promising. And I think that you're going to get a call back.
Okay.
Come in and interview more.
Do you know if it's the one that requires travel?
Let me look just a second. Yes, ma'am, it sure does, because I got a visual of a suitcase.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It does require travel. But if the travel is an issue to you, I think there's something negotiable about it.
Okay.
So know that you can negotiate, and that little bit of leading about being able to negotiate as far as your work goes applies to whatever job you are interested in. Remember that you can negotiate. That's the impression I'm getting.
Good to know. Really good to know.
I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. Be confident. Be confident that you can negotiate, ask questions, and work out a compromise that works as a win-win for both you and the employer.
Good to know.
Yeah, girlfriend. You got it going on, my
Thanks, Tall Cat. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Drop me an email and let me know what happens to you.
Yeah, sad to hear this is one of your last shows, you said.
Yes.
Sad to hear that.
Look on my website.
Find you on the internet somewhere.
And you'll find a place where you can drop an email to us and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I think I might have another caller on the line. Hello? Is there a caller on the line?
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Sherry in Rhode Island.
Hi, Sherry in Long Island?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been having a disagreement with a close friend that I thought would be kind of resolved by now, and it hasn't. And I was wondering if you had any insight.
Is this close friend a male?
No.
Okay, is it female?
Yes.
This has been going on for like almost a year, hasn't it?
Yes.
Like I'm thinking like 9-10 months, something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Does this disagreement involve money?
No.
Okay. It's a friendship issue.
Right.
This is really, I see this relationship, this whole situation as being really stuck. You know, like I'm getting the impression of quicksand, almost like it is something that is, there's a lot of resistance on the part of the person that you're having an issue with, not so much in your part, but on the person that you have the issue with, there still remains quite a bit of resistance there. And when there's resistance at that level, what you have to do is just sort of take yourself out of it and, you know, make your perspective, make sure that you feel that you take the personal out of it, even though it is personal. Because this quicksand feeling and this resistance from your friend, who was a very dear friend, but this resistance on her part is something that she's not willing to let go of and cannot be forced as far as being fixed. So really what I suggest that you do is, and I tell people to do this when communication cannot be accomplished by talking. Speak to your guides and your angels and ask your guides and angels or those that love you in the invisible realms to go to your friend and communicate with her guides, angels, and invisible loved ones, and then let go of it. The most important piece for you is to let go of this and continue on your life and make your life happy and just keep going and don't think about it too much, because the thinking about it will only add to the resistance energetically. Send love to her and then take your hands off and let it go. That's the fastest way to resolve it. But I see this as lasting for a while before it comes back around. But don't lose heart, because there are friendships that go years before they resolve. And when the relationships are resolved, it's as if they were never apart. So don't give up hope. But also take a little bit of your energy, your own energy, back into your space where this is involved. And just let it be. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay.
Okay.
One more quick question. I'm looking for a new home. Do you see me finding it?
I do, and what I see looks like it's a beautiful house. It looks like something like a small bungalow-type design. And I think that this is going to be also another goal that may not be immediate in your future, but it is something that you should hold on to, because I feel like it's a desire in your heart. And you can manifest this as a reality. You absolutely can. So just keep seeing it happen and keep looking forward to it. Don't let your expectations get in the way. Just sort of let the universe bring it to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Sherry. Okay. What was I saying? That tonight is our wrap-up show, as I said before. So feel free to just call in and say hello, or should I say goodbye? Do. And, you know, in thinking of topics for tonight's show, I chose to talk about the importance of your thoughts. And Sherry's call couldn't have been a more perfect segue, again, into this topic. If there was one thing I would want to leave the listening audience with, it is the importance of being aware of your thoughts. I've always strived to share my personally integrated knowledge with you, because it is for you to begin your own journey after hearing about mine. Did you know that what you think, in fact, what you are thinking right now, this very moment, listening on the radio here, sitting back, you know, tuned in to the computer, the radio waves, matters, literally, it matters greatly. Because we are constantly creating our personal reality and thereby altering our environment through the power of our thoughts, either by default. If you doubt the power of thought, get this. Consider this. It only takes one sexual fantasy for a man to have an erection. Yeah, one thought in his mind to have an erection down there. Nothing outside of the man gave him the erection. It was something inside of him that caused it. I think I heard a caller on the phone. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Mary Ann.
Hi, Mary Ann. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What can I do for you?
Oh, I am so positive that my angel, I feel angels around me. I'm in family and spirit, but I feel so surrounded and protected, but my thoughts are always spinning. So I'm hoping you can kind of point me in the direction that you think the angels are leading me. Because, I mean, I don't know if I should be quitting my part-time work to be going into this volunteer work with energy healing and such, or if I should be getting our house in order because my husband wants to sell within the next year, or help.
Well, you know, your call is perfect because it's right on topic. And the first thing I want to say to you, Marianne, is that your greatest asset is the fact that you know that your mind is spinning, that you're aware of it. But at the same time, you know you are loved, and you know you are supported, and you know that there is guidance available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only gap that's between you spinning and lurching and not being sure and
yeah.
you receiving guidance and knowing that with peace and with confidence that you're moving in the right direction is eliminating the noise in your head.
Okay.
So that you can hear guidance and so that you can make decisions that are clear. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But as specifics to your life, let me touch on this before we go. I want to say to you that it's going to take a while for your house to sell.
Okay.
And that's they don't have to be a psychic to tell you that.
I've been trying to convince my husband. I agree.
And it's okay. Just
mm-hmm.
go with it. Take that time fixing it up. You know, and keep manifesting and dreaming the dream of a buyer coming to you. And don't let your emotions run away with you when it seems like a slow process, because at any moment that could change. So let that house take its course. And as far as you with your part-time work, I have a feeling you should kind of hang on to that for a little bit.
Okay.
Until you get yourself really settled and you can hear the voice within more clearly, sort of stay where you are. Stay with the part-time. Definitely keep up with the part-time healing work.
Mm-hmm.
Because that part-time healing work is very satisfying for you, and you're really good at it.
Okay.
And it keeps you balanced, and it keeps your feet on the ground, and you're really accomplishing something from an eternal viewpoint by the work that you do with the healing. That's
okay. going
to develop a little bit more, but I see it as not being your full-time gig that you earn money with, but something that you do more or less on the side. And you earn money doing the separate job where you earn your money, and your healing work is something that, yes, you'll probably earn money, but it's going to be more satisfying on a soul level for you than earning a lot of money as a main source of employment.
Awesome.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so,
so
much.
So please stay tuned, because I'm going to talk a little bit on how to get still. And when you get still, and you're only like one breath away from it, Marianne, when you learn to be still, at any moment, when you want to be still, you can be. That's your greatest tool, and oh, girlfriend, you're going to take off.
I'll be listening.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what you think matters. And if it does, then it becomes important to consider what you see and hear, as well as what you think about what you see and hear. When you discover your divine identity and you know that what you are thinking matters, you will know that matter from your thought becomes matter in this reality. We got another caller. Hello.
Hi there. This is Junie from the West Coast.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I got hurt on the job a couple years ago, and I think that I'm just about ready to go back to work now, and I don't think I can go back to what I was doing, 10-hour days and all that.
Right.
And I've kind of developed a little art project that I'm doing since I've been hurt. I just wonder what you see in terms of my work.
Oh, boy. Here's the deal with you, honey. That injury at work, which seemed, of course, like a negative event, was not. It was the beginning of a journey. It was the beginning of a course redirection in your life.
Yeah.
All of it was in divine order. You getting hurt, the workers' comp, and the art project coming to the surface. The artwork with you is you have found your thing. good is going to really be satisfying for you. Yes, just keep continuing to develop this because you're on to something. And I do see people coming towards you to help you grow this idea. It's either going to be a business that you actually do as a consultation type of arrangement with this artwork, but it involves very much so human healing of the spirit.
Yes.
And you're going to be very good at it. So don't you 10-hour days. No, agreed. You're that is the voice of your spirit guiding you that it's not good for your body. But you're ready to go back to work. You have the energy, and actually you're kind of antsy, and you kind of want to be around people and be excited back at work because you're a positive, you know, energetic gal. So when you go back to work, take it easy. Remember not to push it too hard because you tend to do that. But don't let go of your art project. That's your dream, honey.
So should I just stay with the art and not try to go back to that other world of 9-to-5 and everything?
Well, what I see happening with you is a little bit of both for a while.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're going to be doing regular employment, but you're also going to be developing this art project in your spare time. And the art project is eventually going to take off. I wouldn't be surprised if you take on a partner and you guys do a type of consultation work with this art project. But give the art a little time to develop, let that dream hatch from the egg fully before you jump into it.
And it was totally divine guidance, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're in a really good spot. You're about to step into your big thing in the world.
Oh, man, it took long enough. I'm 60, but hallelujah.
It's never too late. I'm almost that age, too, and I'm just stepping out into it. Doesn't matter. That's just social conditioning telling you that. Ages.
Yeah. I've searched a long time, and I so appreciate the guidance. Thank you, guidance. Thank you.
Okay,
too.
Let me know what happens.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Blessed be. Namaste.
Yes, you know, it's quite interesting when I work with my clients or when I read for you on the show, because as I view the pictures within your energetic field, which comes from your thoughts, partly, I see a potential future which you are in the process of creating, because I'm accessing through your energetic field still pictures of a moving stream of potentials. Now, if you're uncomfortable hearing that, you know, that you could create your own reality, that's because it feels kind of weird to know that we're totally responsible for our reality, but yes, it is true. We are responsible for our reality, and we must pay attention, too. We're free to pursue knowledge to manifest reality in different ways at any time, as unlimited as consciousness itself. The thoughts we entertain from the books we read, the movies we see, and the stories we tell ourselves through largely unconscious programs in our brain, this information is processed by the brain, which is a computer program, and software is added a bit at a time through these stories and books and the input that comes through the frontal lobe. Whether we're conscious of it or not, it's happening. If we are to engage this knowledge of thought becoming reality, and it is powerful, all the masters know about it, and if we were fully aware of our divinity, think if we could manifest, where would we be? We would be fully self-reliant as where we'd be. So if we're to engage this knowledge of thought becoming reality, we must find a way to practice paying attention to our internal images and thoughts. With focus and with discipline, we can learn to no longer feed the thoughts that do not serve us, anxiety, worry, or spinning, turning thoughts that whirl through our mind, just little piddly thoughts that don't mean anything. We can stop this. And we can build and strengthen images, powerful images, and thoughts that we wish to bring to this material reality. Now, this does require the ability to get past emotional habits and the past. It takes commitment and discipline. And if you think focusing and paying attention to your thoughts, focusing and being able to make your mind sit still and shut up, if you think focus and shutting up is easy and is no big deal, try this. Get yourself a stopwatch and a candle and a match. Place the candle at eye level on the table. darken the room, and proceed to look into the flame without any thought. Just stare at the flame. This is very calming and grounding, by the way. In fact, I suggest you try this tonight before you go to bed, since it's dark outside most places anyway. This technique is, in addition to showing you about the necessity for practice and being able to focus, it's a very effective way to meditate, ground, and get centered, and to find out what focus and stillness are all about. It's a whole realm that we, as Americans, full of TV, radio, noise, honking horns, competition at work, buses, pollution, technology, all of that, most of us don't have a clue how to focus and what stillness is about. It has to be a deliberate attempt to seek it out, or you won't find it. These powerful tools are so worth developing, because when you're still, you can hear the voice within you. And you're going to need that as the world begins to change. So use your stopwatch or your clock, or just set up the candle and at eye level, darken the room, and proceed to gaze at the flame without any thoughts coming into your mind. You'll think at first, oh, this is easy, it's so comfortable here with this candle in this dark room. But before you know it, you'll start to think, my butt hurts. Oh, God, my back aches. I wish I had something to eat. I have to get up early tomorrow. I wonder if I should have put gas in the car. I haven't checked the checkbook lately. What about my kid in the other room? Should I go and check him? It goes on and on. If you're paying attention, you'll notice those thoughts coming through your mind, and that is the beginning of you gaining power over what's in your mind and you learning how to pay attention to what you're thinking and what you're creating. It can take quite some time just to be able to stop thought for 2 minutes or 1 minute or even 30 seconds. That's why I suggest using a stopwatch to see how long you were able to stay in absolute stillness, be honest, with no thought. I use this in my workshops, and people are always surprised at how difficult and how interesting this is. Getting to this location in your brain of utter stillness is worth seeking, believe me. You are not, when you're doing this, I want you to realize as well, you're not doing anything but focusing on the flame, period. You're not there to have a vision, to receive spiritual communication, or to gain insights, or any of that, at least not in the beginning. All you're doing is being an initiate, like you're sitting at the foot of a master who's training you how to be still. And you will want to do anything except be still once you get there most of the time. But you are after stillness and total focus, and if you make up your mind that you're going to get past your sore butt and your thoughts about tomorrow and the gas in the car and what could you have for a snack when you're done with this, you will find stillness and total focus, very powerful inner tools. By the way, on this subject of candle gazing and focus, I just read the so-called fictional book, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and Six More, by the author by the name of Robert Dahl. That's D as in Daniel, D-A-H-L, Robert Dahl. The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and Six More. If you're going to do the candle gazing exercise, I strongly suggest that you read the story of Henry Sugar, because it's going to make a big difference in your understanding of it. I highly recommend the entire book, but especially The Tale of Henry Sugar. Now, I won't say much more because I want you to be surprised, but you won't be able to put the book down. It is really wonderful and inspirational. You know what an inspiration is? It's really a series of unusual thoughts that formed in your brain, energetic thoughts formed in your brain that are meant to be seen and heard by other people. I hope my friend with the art ability just heard that quote. That's what inspiration is. It's meant to be seen and heard by other people. Now, my husband and I, we've been working on these concepts of stillness and total focus, and the importance of it, knowing that this is how we create the reality around us. This is what creates our environmental surroundings. that this is how particles actually change into material reality in front of us through our thoughts. Once we grasp that concept as being real and pertinent for today in this world, we began to work on the concept. And we did it pretty consistently for about 4 years. We didn't quit. We were onto something. And it's exciting. And when you start doing this, you're going to feel that way. Now, just to give you an idea of what can happen, and we've done more than this, but these are a few of the things that we have accomplished, and I'm sharing it with you not to brag or say how great we are, because we're just humans learning like everybody else, but to give you something to look forward to. And everybody can sit in front of a candle, find stillness, and learn to focus. Everybody. Doesn't take any money, doesn't take any special ability. Everybody can do it from age 5 to 101. So we've been working on these concepts for about 4 years, studying and working on it. Here's a few of the examples of some of the things that we have experienced as a result of just doing it, as Nike says. That is, focusing and achieving stillness. We use the candle gazing, and we use other forms of meditation as well. And we work with images in particular because the picture of an image in your mind, we find it easier to hold than a sentence or a thought. This is what we came up with over the period of 4 years. We manifested a 6-figure sum of money, not related to the hubby's day job or mine. 6-figure sum of money we manifested, and you would not believe the crazy way that it came to us. We focused on that creation for 3 years, and it came. We have physically healed others and ourselves. I was able to find a card taped to a wall in a hotel conference room in under 30 seconds while blindfolded, using focus and inner stillness. I actually was able to see without using my eyes and walk to the card in under 30 seconds in a room full of over 100 people. I brought a dead bird. He had a broken neck. He flew into our window. I brought a dead bird back to life. I know that this is possible, and when I saw the bird fall, I had compassion for him, and I tried it, and it worked. We, hubby and I, can access future and past locations in time and have used that ability to make decisions and to create amazing manifestations. Now, having such experiences is the true integration of knowledge. And if we can do it, you can do it. That is the essence of our inner divinity. And it is meant for us to explore it. It only requires the commitment to the discipline of getting still and the ability to focus at will in the middle of chaos. Focusing, total focus at will in the middle of chaos is more powerful than any other tool I can think of. And that requires developing, and it takes time, but it's within you to do it. Having these experiences, as I said, is really the true integration of spiritual knowledge, because everything is really just philosophy until you experience it anyway. I want to thank you guys for listening for these past almost 2 years, about a year and 3/4, something like that. Please know that you can always find us. You know where you can find us. Just go to Karen Tall Cat. Conley.com. You can email. There's a spot there to email us. Or you can contact my assistant, which is really Mr. Tallcat, at 813-928-3105. I'd like to hear from you. Let me know how you're doing, how your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations are coming. If you're ever over Santa Fe Way, please do stop by. Check the website for events. In fact, sign up for a newsletter. I'll be sending out some inspirational articles about every 3 months. And if you're over this way, look me up. Come see me. I'd love to meet you in person at one of the events. And you just remember, you know where you can find us. We're right there on the line, baby. I'm going to close out with a prayer by Father Charlie Moore, which speaks to the importance of the ability to listen, which requires a still mind, or a stopwatch and a candle. Father Charlie Moore says at the end of his prayer, the way he closes it out is, O great manifesting spirit, I have only one request, that you help me to listen and to hear the still small voice that utters constantly at the altar of my heart mind forever. That baby is the secret to the stillness of mind, or a stopwatch and a candle. I love you. I'm sending you out once again with We Don't Want No More Trouble from Playing for Change. Bye now.
Oh. Did you know that all human beings have psychic ability? If everyone is psychic by design, then maybe big-time psychics aren't so special after all. And hey, why are some psychics so darn weird? Karen Tallcat Conley is a third-generation psychic medium who does not need your name, birth date, or tarot cards to connect with you. Her belief is spirituality is meant to be chaotic, joyful, and humorous. She offers clients ethical, accurate, truthful personal consultations with workshops and events intentionally created to energetically uplift you and put you in the groove, says best-selling author and intuitive guide Sonia Choquette. Tallcat is a beautiful light in a confusing world. She offers rhythm, soul, and love to all who are blessed by her energy. For more information, go to www.karentallcatconley.com. That's KarenTallcatConley, Conley.com, or call her assistant at 813-928-3105.